Chapter 12. Animagos. Summary. Clint, Mutt, and Bucky always manage to get themselves and each other in trouble. Foggy is used to it. Mutt? Foggy calls through the apartment, looking for his partner underneath the couch and on all the other little nooks and crannies he liked hiding out in after a long day. Matthew, where are you, you little devil? He sighed, pushing the closet door open and shining the light of his phone screen into the small pile of blankets at the bottom. No, of course not, he muttered, when he didn't find Mutt there or in any of the other spots in the bedroom. Would be too much to ask to leave a message before you vanish into the night. He sighed, dropping onto the couch with a bottle of beer in his hand and picking up his book from the side table. By the time Foggy looked up for more than a few seconds again, darkness had fallen over the city, and he could hear the sounds of animals scrabbling on the roof above him. There we go. Foggy sighed, putting his book down for a moment and emptying his beer, while trying to figure out how many different creatures were snapping, growling, and hissing at each other on the other side of the roof access door. It took a moment until they had calmed down enough that they managed to fight their way through the folding door. Foggy had been trained not to call it a doggy door by too many growls and bites, and three different sized bundles of fluff stumbled and almost fell down the stairs. Foggy didn't look up from his book to turn to face them. Had fun out there? He asked, turning the page. There was a scrabble of claws on the hardwood floor, the soft chatter of Bucky, Matt's quiet barks, and, after a moment, the quiet clicking and chirping sounds that meant Clint had caught on with the conversation. No blood on the carpets, Foggy warned. The stop in all three animals' steps enough of a sign that he had guessed correctly and at least one of them had been injured in a fight. You need any help? There was a moment of silence, then the slightly swaying steps of the possum and the skipping steps of the raccoon made their way through the living room while the fox walked up to the edge of the carpet, tilting his head with slightly cloudy, beady eyes and staring roughly in Foggy's direction. This time, the human looked up, smiling softly at the side of his partner. Hey, are you okay? Matt chirped softly, raising the front paw he had hurt a few days before, but not showing any other sign of injury. Wanna cuddle when you helped your friends? Foggy offered, tilting his head and watching the flick of Matt's ears as he picked up on something well out of the human hearing range. For a moment, they just sat in silence until Matt got up, following the other two to the bathroom. It took a moment of Clint whining and hissing and the other two growling and barking at him until they came back out, Bucky's near-silent steps first, and a moment later Clint, who was clearly playing up how much pain he was in, and Mutt, who wasn't buying it any more than his partner. Come here, you little idiots. Pitching his voice softer and his expression gentler than the words would imply, knowing that Clint probably wouldn't be able to hear him, Foggy patted the couch next to himself, closing his book and putting it down on the table again. What kind of mess did you get yourself into this time, huh? He asked, scratching Matt's neck when the deep red fox had curled up on his lap and watching the other two snuggle up close to each other in the excess of the blanket that he had pulled over himself at some point in the evening. You guys are much too cute for all the trouble you get into, he chuckled, tracing a hand along Matt's back and humming. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. The soft bite he got for that was definitely worth the stupid look on Matt's face as he understood the reference. Author's notes about this universe. Animal transformation AU. Some people, like Mutt, Clint, and Bucky, can transform into animals. They don't have any other magical abilities, it's just that. Bucky is a raccoon, Clint is a possum, Mutt is a fox. They still have their disabilities. So Clint is deaf, Mutt is blind, and Raccoon Bucky is missing a front leg. Foggy is very used to their shenanigans, but he can't stay mad at them for long when they curl up around him and are all cute and fluffy. Mutt and Foggy are dating, Bucky and Clint are dating. I don't think they're a big polycule, but it doesn't really matter for the overall story, so it's up to interpretation.